In 1990, the Giants got off to a fast start, winning their first 10 games of the season with quarterback Phil Simms leading the charge.
Simms looking for a target. Roll is right. He's going long, way down deep. It is complete to Ingram. Touchdown!
But in Week 15 against Buffalo, Simms went down with a foot injury, and backup Jeff Hostetler would answer the call.
Simms is starting to limp off the field here, and now we'll get Jeff Hostetler.
It was the opportunity that I'd been waiting for, the opportunity I'd been praying for, my family had been praying for, and right there it was, and it was just time to go out and do it.
When Phil went down, Hostetler came in, and he added another dimension to our offense that nobody had seen. Now, when it's, you know, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, or whatever, he pulled that ball down and run for the first down.
He did have mobility, but it wasn't his only strength. He had arm strength.
Off the pumps. He's throwing long, way downfield. Completed the 5-yard line by Ingram. He slides into the end zone.
He knew the offense extremely well, and he made an awful lot of big plays. Evidence would be the Arizona game, which we came back to win, and I think that gave a lot of people confidence.
Outside the locker room, I was, again, the weak link. Giants were done. All the New York press, all over the country, every supposed expert, Giants weren't going to be able to get anything done with a backup quarterback.
After losing your quarterback, everybody said you can't win without your starting quarterback. Well, Jeff Hostetler proved that wrong.